news from the jury. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More than 3 hours after deliberations began in the hush money case against former President Trump in New York.
As former President Trump waits for a jury of 7 men and 5 women to decide his fate on charges of falsifying business records, he continues to claim that the entire proceeding is a conspiracy against his campaign and that he sees this case being discussed long after it's settled.
It'll be talked about in the history books. What's happening here is weaponization at a level that nobody's seen before, ever.
Jury members' decisions on each of the 34 counts must be unanimous to convict or acquit. If the jury cannot agree on any count, Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg would have the option to retry the case.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. President Biden is in Philadelphia.
As the gospel song goes, we've come too far from where we started. Nobody told me the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far, though, to leave me.
Campaigning alongside Vice President Kamala Harris.
They're using this event to announce their new initiative, Black Voters for Biden-Harris. That move to shore up a voting base that we know was incredibly important to them in terms of getting to the White House in 2020. And they know it's going to be incredibly important to them again this time around if Biden wants to stay in the White House in 2024. Part of this initiative and this campaign is making an 8-figure investment and engagement programs with Black student organizations, community groups, and faith centers nationally.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito rejecting calls to recuse himself from Trump-related or January 6th cases, writing to members of Congress that the controversy over flags he says were flown by his wife is not grounds for recusal. America is listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At a UN Security Council meeting calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, Israel's representative speaks after listening to attacks from nearly every other representative.
Most of the countries at the Security Council meeting strongly condemned Israel's strike in Rafah, in which dozens of people were killed, including civilians. But Israel's representative said the strike killed 2 senior Hamas officials as well and was a mile away from the designated humanitarian zone.
Preliminary findings indicate the fire broke out due to secondary explosions from terror munitions stored near the civilians. Where are the condemnations of Hamas for using Gazans as human shields and civilian sites as weapon depots?
While many of the countries called for a Palestinian state to be established following the war, Israel's representative said recognizing a Palestinian state now would reward the Hamas terrorist attacks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House says there's a fresh proposal in the works for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and that Israel supports the effort. Case dismissed against Scottie Scheffler. The world number one golfer had faced numerous charges after what he called a misunderstanding near a golf course in Kentucky. The prosecutor in Louisville says the evidence does not support criminal charges. A singer's fraud and theft case continues.
Sean Kingston has waived his right to fight extradition and will be transported from California to Florida, where he's accused of committing more than $1 million in fraud and theft, along with his mother, Janice Turner. The 34-year-old singer and his mom are facing charges of conducting an organized scheme to defraud, grand theft, and identity theft. Before his arrest and following a raid of his Fort Lauderdale home, the beautiful girl singer took to his Instagram story to assure fans that he was good and his lawyers were handling everything. The Jamaican-American was already serving 2 years of probation for trafficking stolen property. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
An hour to the close, a sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow's down 384. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Good afternoon. I'm Andrea Drake with your local and regional news from the Sierra Radio Network newsroom. Here's what's happening. Expect to see smoke as conditions are prime for prescribed fire across the region. In the Hamilton Branch area, CAL FIRE is resuming a multi-agency fuel break project. Crews will burn the timber understory as part of the ongoing project in cooperation with Sierra Pacific Industries, Peninsula, and Hamilton Branch fire departments. The department does say that work will continue throughout the month and into June when weather conditions allow safe operations. If you are driving through the area, including along Highway 147, you are asked not to report the smoke. The project is being completed to further protect the Hamilton Branch, Peninsula, and Berry Creek communities from wildfires and strengthen evacuation routes. And if you are in the Meadow Valley area, Forest Service officials say not to be alarmed. The National Forest is not burning, but the smoke is from continued progress on the Spanish Ranch prescribed burn. As favorable weather allows, partners including Trex plan to continue prescribed burning on private lands in this project area. You can expect to see intermittent periods of smoke throughout the season as work is being completed to reduce fuels in the area. The Westwood Area Chamber of Commerce announces Miss Pat Costa as the Grand Marshal for the 2024 Paul Bunyan and Mountain Blues Festival Parade. The event will take place on Saturday, July 6th at 10:30 a.m., starting at the corner of 3rd and Ash Streets in Westwood. For 54 years, Miss Costa has been a beloved educator in Westwood, starting at Fletcher Walker Elementary in 1970 and retiring in 2023. Her second grade class won the Kids Are Authors Award in 2003 for their book, Picture Perfect, available at the Westwood Library, where she still volunteers. She has fostered over 100 children since 1971 and adopting three. An animal lover, Miss Costa groomed dogs during college and included pets in her teaching. She and her husband also adopted and maintained a mile of highway near Westwood. The chamber invites the community to celebrate Miss Costa's remarkable legacy at the July 6, 2024 parade, honoring her decades of kindness and dedication to the community. Portola and Cromberg are being prepared for a large-scale paving project coming to State Route 70. Caltrans District 2 officials will be holding an open house this evening on pre-construction operations to help answer the community's questions. The Cromberg combined project in Plumas on State Route 70 does span just west of Cromberg to east of Portola. This project will reduce distressed roadway, improve ride quality, extend pavement life for a minimum of 20 years, and improve safety for all modes of transportation. Construction on this project is expected to begin this June and last three construction seasons. Caltrans District 2 and Mercer Fraser Company will host this pre-construction open house for the Cromberg Combined Project at the Portola Branch Library today from 4 to 6 p.m. And a Washington man has gone missing after a kayaking accident along the Feather River. I'll have more details on this story coming up in more local news on 93JDX 1240 KSUE.
Hospitals are always there, ready to care. Each year, America's hospitals provide care to all who need it. According to the American Hospital Association, hospitals provide care to 137 million people and employ 6 million. In these unprecedented times, hospitals and health systems exhibit compassion, courage, and commitment to serving patients and communities. We are proud of our Banner Lassen Medical Center and Banner Health Clinic team for their commitment to our community and mission of making healthcare easier so life can be better. Thank you for all you do. Happy Hospital and Nurses Week.
Carlson's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, expert advice, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you have driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store in Susanville or online at carlsonstirepros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
Milk, veggies, pasta, OJ, burger, IGA sauce, and
grocery time?
Yep.
Hope steaks are on there.
The freshest you can buy.
That's a big list.
No worries. We're shopping at our local independent hometown market, Susanville Supermarket IGA. The freshest vegetables and meats, and with quality IGA products, we save even more.
Where it's the summer stock-up sale at your IGA. Assorted pork chops, just $3.77 a pound. Fresh chicken breast or thighs, $2.97 a pound in a family pack. Boneless New York steak, steaks, $9.97 a pound in the family pack. Sweet fresh cherries and whole cantaloupes, both $1.89 a pound. Lay's Classic or Kettle Cooked Chips, $3.89 a bag. Best Yet or IGA Ketchup and Mustard, both two bottles for $3. Bullseye Barbecue Sauce, selected varieties, two bottles for $4. And Coors or Coors Light, 18-pack cans or bottles, $18.99 plus CRV.
Shop your locally owned Hometown IGA, open 7 days a week.
Like Susanville Supermarket IGA on Facebook.
Sierra Central Credit Union is proud to partner with local worthy organizations. With over $100,000 annually donated to worthy nonprofit causes, countless volunteer hours from staff and board service, Sierra Central does what it can in the local areas we call home. Want to see our areas of giving? Check out sierracentral.com/community today. Become a partner and discover the advantages of joining a credit union who partners with your community.
How do you give hope to a child in the foster care system? It starts with your heart. That tug you feel on yours when you hear that children are waiting for a stable, loving voice to speak up for their best interests. And then it becomes your time. What started out as a feeling that maybe you could make a difference becomes the difference. Change a child's story. There is a child waiting for a volunteer like you. Learn how you can help at CasaForChildren.org.
1211 local news on 93JDX 1240 KSUE. A Washington man has gone missing after kayaking along the Feather River just outside of Belden. The Butte County Sheriff's Office says the man was identified as 43-year-old Jason Stingle of Redmond. Jason was kayaking the river with a group of friends just finishing the last part of the kayaking trip when he slipped on a rock and fell into the water between Kellogg Ravine and Devil's Canyon. This stretch of the river is rated with Class 5 rapids with flows ranging around 1,500 cubic feet per second on the day of Jason's disappearance. Butte County Sheriff's Search and Rescue is continuing their search efforts with the assistance of a helicopter, yet since they began Monday afternoon, they have yielded no results. A description of Jason has been released in hopes of locating him. He is described as a white male, 5'10", 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to reach out to the Butte County Sheriff's Office by calling 538-7322. As the warming weather calls outdoor enthusiasts to the mountains and lakes, many drivers are quickly becoming aware of the impassable conditions of higher elevation roadways where snow may still be lingering. Over the past week, the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office has received multiple calls from individuals stranded on the roads to Medicine Lake after their vehicles got stuck in the snow. This winter has brought significant snowfall to the Medicine Lake Recreation Area, which sits at over 6,700 feet. All access roads are still covered with multiple feet of snow, including the 49 road from Shasta Trinity Forest or Lava Beds and the 97 road from 139 to Medicine Lake or Glass Mountain. Those attempting to visit are warned that the lake can only be reached by snowshoes, snowmobiles, or skis. Authorities strongly advise against driving to the lake. The roads are expected to become passable by the third week of June, but this estimate is subject to change depending on weather conditions. Anyone planning to visit Medicine Lake should first contact the Forest Service's Modoc National Forest Office for those latest road conditions. For additional information about recreating at Medicine Lake Recreational Area, you can visit the Forest Service's webpage. And that's what's happening today from your only local news radio, keeping you informed and connected to your communities throughout Lassen, Plumas, and Sierra counties. At 12:14, here's a look at your three-day northeastern California weather. Currently sitting at 64 degrees outside the studios here in Susanville. We're going to remain under sunny skies, warming up to about 77. Mostly clear overnight, lows down to 42. And a warm-up on tap for tomorrow. More sunshine, highs back into the lower 80s, and overnight lows around 47. And Friday going to be the warmest day of your weekend. Highs will be near 87. Under clear, sunny skies. All your weather updates are heard right here throughout your day, as well as while you're on the go through our app, Sierra Daily News. And also found on our website, sierradailynews.com, are obituaries provided by Fink's Funeral Home. All new announcements will be heard here each weekday following your news at noon. That will wrap up your Wednesday news updates. Of course, more local news coming up for you on Live at 5 with your hosts Amanda and Aaron. You can need to join the team as they are going to be welcoming Lassen County Fair Manager Caitlin Midgley. They'll be talking all things about fair time. You won't want to miss all those details. You can catch all that fun right back here starting at 5. And also, just a reminder, we're getting set to announce our next winner of a dream cruise aboard Princess to sunny Cabo San Lucas. If you've already been qualified, be listening Friday morning when we draw for our next vacation getaway. Again, to Cabo. To win, register at our vacation sponsors, then listen to hear your name to qualify for our cruise getaways only here on your official vacation station, 93 JDX and News Talk Sports, KSUE. From the Sierra Radio Network Newsroom, I'm Andrea Drake. Thanks for joining me with your news at noon. Stick around, your checkup on health is next. Then more of Sierra's Best Country on 93 JDX and Jimmy Fallon on 1240 KSUE.
Are you dealing with blood sugar issues that make you feel sluggish after meals or have low energy in general? Do you crave sweets and junk food? Have you been told that you are pre-diabetic or at risk of developing diabetes? It is important to learn all you can about healthy lifestyles to prevent this disease or manage it well. Northeastern Rural Health Clinic offers a free diabetes class. We meet every third Tuesday each month from 2 to 4 p.m. We discuss all issues and challenges of living well with diabetes or preventing it. Everyone interested in learning about diabetes is welcome. This month we are meeting on Tuesday, May 21st at 2 p.m. We will have a guest speaker provider, Tanya Villers, FNP, discussing the role of medications to help control blood sugars and how they work. If you have questions, call health educator Debbie Jones at 251-5000. That's 251-5000, or just show up on May 21st at 2 p.m. Hope to see you there. A service of Northeastern Rural Health Clinic, where quality health care is your choice and our commitment.
Check up on health with Chris Whitting.
Carbon monoxide poisoning kills hundreds of Americans each year. John Drengenberg from Underwriters Laboratories, the product safety organization, explains how carbon monoxide can be a problem in literally any home.
Well, carbon monoxide is a result of burning fossil fuels. And fossil fuels are anything from natural gas that goes into your furnace or water heater. It could be heating oil that you use for your furnace. It could be wood that you put in a fireplace or a wood-burning stove or even an automobile in an attached garage. All could give off carbon monoxide, and that carbon monoxide could be deadly if it isn't vented properly.
If your home doesn't have carbon monoxide alarms, now is the time to get them. Alarms should be installed in a central location outside each sleeping area, on every level of the home, and in other locations where required by local laws or codes. With Checkup on Health, I'm Chris Whitting.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Don't worry, we got you covered. More of Fox Across America coming up on KSUE Susanville.
A ficus plant in that courtroom.
I mean, think about that.
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
So the judge, okay, has already ruled that you can't, as a prosecutor, say Trump committed election fraud with Michael Cohen. But when the defense objected to the prosecutor saying exactly that, the judge overruled it and just let the guy go on.
It really is ludicrous.
Okay, it's a scam. The point is the trial is a scam. Now, these jury deliberations could take a day. They could take a week. They could take 5 days. Somebody over at MSNBC said they could take a really long time. Here's that clip, clip five.
What would you guess if you were forced to? How long will the jury have this case? How long will they be deliberating? What's your expectation?
I think that they will go, if they get the case tomorrow, whether they finish tonight or finish tomorrow morning with the summations, they will get the case on.